Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard,
and I have a theory.
Oh, hey, chickens. We're watching The Mind Robber from 1968 with Patrick Troughton as the Doctor and Wendy Padbury as Zoe, Fraser Hines as Jamie, sometimes. and one of the most prophetic moments in all of Doctor Who occurs in this episode where... So Zoe is confronted by a hero from her time. She's from the 21st century, as are we all at the moment. And she's confronted by someone called the Carcass, who is kind of like a superhero or a supervillain, but he's like wearing like a muscle kind of shirt thing. You know, like a costume that makes it look like he's got all these muscles, sort of, it's all padded and stitched and painted on. And I'm like, oh my God, that is how 21st century superheroes look. Like, they all look over muscled and you can't really tell whether they've got real muscles or their muscles are in the costume. It is, I'm like, did they know? this is where, so you know, like I've recently seen that Peter Capaldi has this kind of attitude as well, where he believes that the Doctor is out there and that the TV shows are made from, you know, his adventures or their adventures. So, yeah, like, I mean, I guess if the they've come from the future to give some information to the people of the 60s. They would have been like, oh, yeah, in the future, like all the superheroes will have like weird swollen shirts on that make them look like they've got muscles where they don't have them and the muscles are painted on. It is quite, yeah, the Carcass is, and Zoe gets to do like a weird flip, like, you know, she's in the Avengers. It's quite a silly bit of fun. The Doctor and Zoe manage to find Jamie, who's inside Rapunzel's castle, which is also weirdly the headquarters of where the ticker tape is spitting out the story, and they find themselves kind of trapped in the sort of control center of this place, which is called the Land of Fiction, and it's controlled by this guy who is attached to kind of like a machine thing, and they call him the Master, which, you know, is before I mean, it's only 2 years before the renegade Time Lord, the Master, comes into the show. But this guy is just like, he used to write picture stories for like weekly comic books or, you know, like they have like in England, like they have this like tradition of kind of comic books where there's just a panel of a drawing and then there's like a massive paragraph of what's happening in the story. And then, you know, you kind of read through it in that way. Rupert the Bear used to be like that, which I loved as a kid. But yeah, there's no word bubbles or anything. It's all contained in the little paragraph under the picture. That was a very old style way of doing kind of sequential storytelling. And it's kind of weird, like, you know, it was sort of like prose with pictures, and now we've kind of gone fully the other way. Because it used to be prose kind of captions attached to comic book stories once upon a time, and now we've kind of, you know, gone to the extreme end where the captions are just extensions of dialogue, and, you know, the pictures are meant to tell the story, much as in film. Like, you know, you don't have narrators usually in film, unless there's some sort of annoying voiceover like in the original Blade Runner that tells you everything that's going on. Anyway, there's sort of a battle of wills between the Doctor and this machine that wants the Doctor to replace this guy that's the Master of Fiction. And there's just a lot of, you know, running around the Doctor and, you know, gets the carcass involved, and Rapunzel starts typing things on a machine. Heaps of kids and people turn up. It's, you know, Jamie and Zoe are kind of held hostage. And Jamie and Zoe end up kind of becoming part of the story. So they then have to do the bidding of the Master of the Land of Fiction. And so then the Doctor goes into like a weird helmet thing while a giant book tries to crush Jamie and Zoe while the Doctor and the Master are having some sort of, you know, battle. Eventually, you know, Cyrano turns up weirdly, D'Artagnan. Like, they're just, while they're having their kind of like weird emotional fight with their helmets on, they just keep naming fictional characters. Like, you know, it's like Blackbeard, who wasn't fictional, he was real. And is it Ivanhoe who's on the back of a horse in like a full suit of armor? By the way, the computer is hilarious. It's like a big Perspex kind of, it looks like a 20-sided dice from Dungeons and Dragons. Also, maybe they're feeling the future there. And it's got all these weird, like, cobwebs running between things. The white robots that were in the void come back and kind of are going to shoot everyone with their chest their chest guns that pop out. Medusa and the the unicorn come back. And then I think that the Doctor tells the robots to destroy everything, which includes the brain that's in charge of the whole Land of Fiction. And then, you know, we kind of head back into the mists, and the Doctor gets back on his TARDIS, and old mate that wrote the funny stories for the picture books gets, I presume, shunted back to Earth. And then, yeah, after the Doctor gets out of everything by making the robots blow everything up, the Tales of the TARDIS comes back into the memory TARDIS, where Jamie and Zoe are sitting, and they have the sweetest little reminiscence about Victoria, as played by Deborah Watling, who also has passed away. So yeah, it's kind of again, it's just, you can see why Russell T. Davis became emotional watching them do this. I guess also, you know, you're like, as we've all been excited by anyone who's managed to see one of these, it's like, oh, it's new Doctor Who with old Doctor Who business. And it's not, you know, it's not kind of like a frantic adventure where they're trying to get everywhere and run around. It's just, you know, a couple of old friends sitting around having a reminisce and then playing old episodes, which is such a gorgeous little conceit. I do love that they've chosen, of all the stories they could have done from that series, because there's quite a few that still exist in that final season of Patrick Troughton's run, where Wendy Padbury was the female companion. There's, you know, there's the Crotons and the Dominators. The Seeds of Death still exists. All of the War Games, which is 10 episodes. But I love that they've chosen the Mind Robber as the one that they remember, because it is so strange. It is one of those ones where, and, you know, Wendy Padbury said this at the event the other day, that, you know, Doctor Who was made for children. And, you know, given kind of the stories that they're invoking, you know, unicorns and Greek myths and knights on horseback, pirates, swashbuckling swordsmen, it does feel like it's very much for kids. Also, some of the production choices, like the very cardboardy robots, the overuse of giant photocopies, does make it feel very like, oh yeah, this was totally made for kids, this show. But it's still just hilariously weird. All right, in our next episode, we're going to check in and see how everyone's going with extending and adding to James's story, our mysterious, side trip into what could have been for the Ninth Doctor and Rose.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.